Speaks parsha, parsha's masse in Eretz Yisrael, and parsha's matos masse in Chutz La'aretz. Chutz La'aretz is finally caught up to Eretz Yisrael, and there are two very interesting psukim in this week's parsha. Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Yedalim Tesvav. It says, "Vayusim me'olosh ve'achin be'refidim." They went from Olosh and they encamped in Refidim. V'lo ha'yasham ma'im am lishtos. And in Refidim, they didn't have any water to drink. Okay, good. The next pasuk, "Vayusim me'refidim." They went from Refidim, and where did they go? Vayachanu me'mibar Sinai. And they went from Midbar Sinai. So one would think that in the first pasuk that says there was no water to drink in Refidim, if that's a very important event that took place in Refidim, certainly in the next pasuk, which is talking about Midbar Sinai, the Torah would tell us, guess what happened in Midbar Sinai? Kabbalas HaTorah, Matan Torah. Yet, the pasuk just says Midbar Sinai. The next pasuk is Vayisim Midbar Sinai Vayachnu B'Kibbutz HaTava, which means that the Torah didn't go out of its way to mention what happened in Midbar Sinai. Yet the Torah went out of its way to mention what happened in Refidim. So these are all questions that Rav Moshe Feinstein asks. And there's another question. The other question is, in Refidim, when they didn't have water, a miracle happened. Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock and water came out. But it doesn't talk about the nation. What does it say? V'lo ha'yashamayim l'am lishtos. The nation didn't have water to drink. And what is the significance of focusing on the fact that there was no water as opposed to on the miracle? So Rav Moshe Feinstein says as follows. First of all, the reason why the Torah did not say that B'Midbar Sinai, the B'nai Yisrael got the Torah, is because Kabbalah's Torah is every day, any day. It's also why the Torah doesn't exactly say when Shavuos is either. It doesn't say Vav Sivan and Shavuos. It says 50 days later is really Chag HaBikurim, and then they get the Torah. And we don't even know, there's a machlokas, if it was Vav Sivan or Zayin Sivan. As Rashi points out in Sefer Devarim, based on the positive, you can Beinav Kechadashim, like Rashi says over there, Kabbalah HaTorah is a daily experience. It's not a commemoration of what happened in Maimar HaSinai, and therefore, since it's not something that we're not commemorating, we don't mention a commemoration of what happened in Maimar HaSinai that we had Kabbalah HaTorah, but rather, what do we do? Kabbalah Torah is a daily experience that can be, that on any given day, we can re-accept the Torah. So that, Chadashim, anew. And therefore, that's why the Torah does not go out of its way to mention that Kabbalah Torah happened in Midbar Sinai, because it's really an everyday experience up until today. That's number one. And number two, so why also by Refidim, why don't we say that the miracle happened where Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock and water came out, as opposed to the fact they were focusing on the negative, and the nation didn't have water to drink, says Moshe Feinstein the following. He says, it's unnecessary to tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle and gave them water. Why? If you think about it, what happened in Refidim wasn't that, wow, Hashem gave water. Guess what? Hashem gives us water every single day, right? How, and when we think about it, it's so true. The rain makes the rivers, and the rivers, or let's say oceans that were created a long time ago, obviously, the Mice of Bereshis. Water comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a daily basis. So what? No, there's no unique chiddush, so to speak, in the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nes when Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock in Refidim. Right, even if we know when we go to the tap, we have water, we have to know that's from Hashem. The only thing was they didn't have water, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a special miracle to give them water. But that's something we can really tap into on a daily basis. That continues to today. The water that we have today comes mamish b'neis from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that was not necessary to mention that. And therefore, that reality is something that we can tap into on a daily basis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always giving us water. So what message did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to tell us in the Torah about Refidim? This is the message. Says in Moshe Feinstein, a very important yesod in life, a life lesson. V'odi tochin lomar, sheve emes inu maskir ha'ma'ur shal ha'masos klal. If you look at the masos, almost none of the events that took place in the Midbar, by all the 42 points of encampment, do we mention anything? Why did the Torah go out of its way to tell us that we didn't have water there? Bol Rames is coming to teach us, to hint to us. They didn't have to worry that there was no water there. If they wouldn't have said, if the Bnei Yisrael wouldn't have said, we don't have any water to drink, Hashem would have provided an even greater nace That would mean that they wouldn't have to need water. Either HaKadosh Baruch Hu would make an ace that they don't need water, or would he bring water without having to cry out and hit the rock? That's why we're coming to tell you this idea that the Bnei Yisrael didn't have water. They didn't really need the water. Since they complained, they said, we don't have any water. What did they say? As it says in the pasuk, "Vayitzma Hashem Perek Zayin." Perek Shmos Perek Zayin Parshas Bishalach Pasuk Gimel. Vayitzma Hashem Ha'am L'Mayim Vayolin Ha'am Amosh V'Yemer Lama Zehel Yisano Mitzrayim Lami So Yisiv Yes Bonai Yes Mekne Mitzama. We're so thirsty. They started complaining. Why are you doing this to us? And since they sinned, they complained. They said, "Where is our water? Where is our water?" Then they had to rely upon getting water from a rock. And the yisod is as follows. Now, there's no question about it. A person has to do a shtadlus in life. A person has to work. And a person has to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should provide him with parnasa. But there's a certain element, a certain level of bitachon that a person has to have. A person has to know that ultimately it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he's successful, it comes from Hashem. If he's going through difficult financial times, it's all from Hashem. He will be taken care of. The Chovas HaLevavos describes our lives like we should be like children in the womb of our mothers. Did we worry about food? No, we got taken care of. And a person, and I think this is very significant, and I think this is true. A person does worry about his livelihood, there's no question about it. But can anybody properly explain how they made it to where, however old they are? If a person is in his 20s, in his 30s, in his 40s, in his 50s, in his 60s, and so on, the person has to look back and say, you know what, how in the world did I take care of myself? There's no other way to describe how a person's been able to sustain himself. Let's say talking about financially, physically, emotionally, in so many different areas, it's certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of us through Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar until our generation, then he's certainly, we can rely on him. There's no question about it. And we have to try and take this message from Moshe Feinstein based on the fact that the Torah goes out of its way to tell us that he complained that they had no water to drink, to say, you know what? Hashem will provide. Hashem will provide. It doesn't mean that a person shouldn't do hashtadlus. A person shouldn't educate himself to make a parnasa. And a person shouldn't go work for a parnasa. But a person deep down has to know, is that extra 5 hours at the office, is that extra push, it may be necessary. I don't know. Every situation is different. But also a person has to know that the extra shtadlus, that's not what brought him the parnasa. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was his tefilos, and certainly a person should do it. That's not what I'm saying, but what I am saying is a person has to realize that everything we have in life comes from Hashem, and he's the one who we need to rely upon. He's the one who provides and who will provide for us and for all of our needs and for the needs of our families. Have a wonderful Shabbos and a good Chodesh.